approve the minutes as is.
I'll second.
Has been moved and seconded that we approve the minutes from our last meeting as presented. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Commissioner Bousman needs to take off about 5 to 9 in order to attend a conference call, so we'll excuse him whenever he is needs to leave. So let's start now with Chris Chaffee and Josh Billis, Harris Corporation, and whoever else would like to come up. Go ahead, gentlemen. Jump right in there.
You should be used to those chairs.
I know. Yeah. I know, right? That's
my chair.
That was mine. I feel
a little long. My name is Joshua Billis. I am the representative from the Harris Corporation. I will be your representative for the lifespan of your system or until Harris finds somebody better. So I can't express how grateful I am personally to be chosen for this project. I was born and raised in Cheyenne, so this is my home state. I went to the police academy in Douglas. I was a deputy sheriff in Laramie County. I do live in Arkansas now, but that's just for the humidity and the warmth. but again, thank you very much, and we're excited to do this.
Terrific.
My name is Chris Chaffee. I'm from Harris, as you said. I'm from our contracting and legal department, so I'm very happy to be here. Josh mentioned Cheyenne. My daughter lives in Cheyenne with her husband, who's stationed at F.E. Warren.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I've never been actually out to see this part of the state, so I was very happy to come out here to see that and meet with you folks.
Mm-hmm. Terrific.
My name is Craig Inouye. I'm from Los Angeles, so I'm not quite sure what all that white stuff is on the ground. But it seems
sand.
Fun.
Ready to go home, are you?
I pretty much had to buy all new clothing because I didn't have anything that would work. And I figured, 10 layers of clothes is probably overkill. It'd be kind of hard to walk around. I'm happy to be here. I would like to make a special thanks to Chief Cooper. He's been amazing. He's done his best to represent the county and make sure that you guys got your fair share, but also to provide us with the information we need to design the system so that make sure that it's a perfect fit for you.
Perfect.
Yeah, your Sublette County team is, I've been around the United States. I've worked with a lot of public safety personnel. Your sheriff and your fire chief are one of the top in the country. I can tell you that. They really have a heart devoted to this county.
Thank you, but we already knew that.
Yeah.
I kind of got that.
We wanted to get it on writing.
In the municipal.
This will have no value come budgets.
is that a raise?
And if I could add to that, working with David has been a pleasure as well. He's one of the most knowledgeable public safety, employees that I've worked with when it comes to the technology. So,
great. Terrific. Gentlemen, any questions for any of these fellows?
Be easy.
I personally don't have any. I got the opportunity to sit in with them one day, and it was, like they said, Shad and Dave and Casey here. There's nothing they haven't talked about.
Yeah.
They covered it all.
Yeah. Awesome. We look forward to a highly functional communication system, but at the same time, we look forward to working with people that will talk with us and communicate with us, and we appreciate that of you folks.
Absolutely. We will proceed with this partnership with full transparency.
Awesome. That's perfect. Thank you for the bidding process. You did a wonderful job on it.
Thank you.
Yep. Good work.
I did learn one of the valuable things. If I go to buy any asset, car, house, I'm taking Shad with me.
He's a negotiator.
Oh,
right?
I think these guys are aware of that now.
Yes, we are.
So one last thing.
Yep.
Craig here is actually the engineer that designed the entire system. So
oh, terrific.
He rarely do our engineers get to go out and meet the county.
Wow.
So
yeah,
I wanted to make sure
really nice.
He got to come.
Well, good for us.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Yeah.
No, it really has been a pleasure because, they usually just have us in a little box, in the corner. We don't get to meet people. We don't get to meet the people that we're designing for.
Right.
But it puts an extra special purpose underneath that design when you meet the people and you see who you're going to be helping.
It's got to help to also be able to see the demographics,
oh,
doesn't it? To
absolutely.
Actually be out here and see what you're dealing
absolutely.
With out here.
Yeah, because a mountain on a map is not
yeah.
a mountain.
Yeah. 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 It's too flat here.
Yeah, exactly.
Didn't
yeah.
look that high on Google Earth.
Exactly.
Terrific. So. All right. Well, we realize you gentlemen have flights to catch, so we appreciate you staying over and taking the time to meet with
absolutely.
Us. It's good to meet with you, and we look forward to a good relationship here.
Thank
yes.
you very much.
Thank
you.
Thank you guys very much.
Thank yeah.
you. You'll thank see you. Me a lot.
Good.
Excellent. Excellent. Okay.
Well,
thanks.
Safe travel.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Yep.
Appreciate it, guys. Glad to meet you guys.
Nice to meet you, too.
Dave, swap that microphone out for that one. I think the batteries are dead in this one
this
right here. All right, Butch, let's go to work. Get you in and out.
Yeah. Be careful, Matt. I might get sick.
How are you, Skyler?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
When I went and talked to the Forest Service about the rocks up Skyline, they're not sure if they're going to use them rocks or not. So I was thinking if they are, they ought to take them first. So I thought we'll talk that over. And then if they have any left over, it'll be in the piles and put our roads between them.
Right, so
because they're not letting us have them as of yet. They're still waiting on a game fish to analyze how big this dike's going to be. Break one.
Okay.
Do they say they had the money to build this thing?
I guess they're getting it some kind of, I don't know. What they're gonna.
And your suggestion?
Well, I try to find out the timeline, too.
Your suggestion is to let them take it out of the right of way.
Well, they're not letting us have them because they think they're going to need them along with the other rocks.
Right.
So they ought to take these first, clean up the right of way, and then go to the piles.
Okay. Get the road cleaned up.
Instead of doing the piles and figuring they got enough and then leave us with the right of way rocks.
Okay.
Because they're going to have to get contractors and stuff in to do that. Already put in.
I think one of my concerns is are they going to follow our program that we have? You know,
well, I hope so.
Well, they're going to have to.
I think
well,
them.
We don't really have the easement signed yet, do we? They don't have to do anything we've learned from them. So I'm just saying it would be nice if nothing else they would follow the program that we've
created. I think
created.
So too.
Because yeah. we're in charge of the road.
Yeah, and it looks nice what they've done.
Oh, it looks great.
Yeah.
So I guess I would emphasize that if I can.
Well,
you
haven't signed your part, so I'm sure that you got some leverage
right.
there.
Right.
Sorry.
So. Yeah, I agree. We've already put in for exception to start early on hauling rocks off Skyline also, and I told them I didn't care if they'd accept it, but not sure yet. Soft shoulder stuff like that would be all that would matter.
If who will accept it? Forest Service?
Yeah, that's wildlife issues.
Yeah.
And stuff, so.
Games.
Games. Yeah. So I didn't care about that. if they can get it, that's fine. You want to talk about the Lombard's Creek? That'd be about it for me.
Yeah, if we have a copy of that we can all look at or we can discuss it. So we can move forward. To get it to Bob would be great. The sooner the better.
I think you have to have an order, you know.
If he signs it.
If he signs it.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm going. What are we going down for if we don't take a notary?
Yeah, that's a good point. We bring one with us.
That shouldn't scare nobody.
Want to go for a ride?
No.
Well,
Send Tracy.
I'll send one of the girls.
There you go.
But we do have a copy of that that we can.
Yeah, I thought I had it on here, but it's not coming up on my iPad.
You guys got those electronically?
Yeah.
Skyler's had some comments on them. I didn't print them because I think we're still messing with it.
Okay.
So when are you planning on going?
I was going to go this afternoon after this meeting.
Okay.
But just to let him look at what we've done, I think the key is to make sure that he's not being put off.
Okay.
We're moving forward.
I think that's a good idea. I think it's, let's not worry about getting it signed today, but go just down and let him take
And
a look
I'll stay
at
in
it.
Touch with him and maybe kind of say we want to get this done by the next meeting and go from there.
Okay.
Can you print off what Mac needs to?
But is it ready, Skyler?
Take down there.
It's in a very rough form. I left all the changes in there so that people could see what I'd done to it. It's not quite ready.
So we're sending him a draft.
Yeah, this is a draft, absolutely, that he can look at.
Then we can certainly print that out.
Oh, yeah, and I can do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You got it.
I've got it.
I'd like him to see those changes. I think he'll be fine with those that I made.
Okay, that'll be good. And we could maybe ask the courier to touch base with him to meet with him this afternoon if he's available after the meeting. You're hesitating.
Do we call an Uber?
No. Uber. Yeah. Do you feel better?
Yes, I do.
It's going to be a long day.
Okay. One more thing, real word is, you asked about how the rock thing was going.
Mm-hmm.
I got some papers for you.
Good. Talk
to him about that, one of you.
On what rock thing?
Oh, Skyline, about how much it cost.
Okay.
Mark was going to make a report. Did he give it to you?
No.
Well, then we don't have
it. We can get it to you guys.
That's all right.
Yeah.
I'll wait to play till
mm-hmm.
back.
Sure.
I just wanted to know about how it was working out. Everybody was paying.
Right. Coming up with a cost per load or
where they're going, everything. They want to make sure that people weren't going to get pissed off. You guys knew where it was going. So.
Yep. Yeah, we'll have a report ready for you at the next meeting if that's okay.
Yeah,
that'd be great.
Go ahead.
I got two questions for Butch about LaBarge Creek.
Oh, Jesus.
These are easy, but
okay, I'm ready.
I understand that Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation did transfer the property to the BLM.
Yes.
I've heard that also, but still haven't got an easement. They keep saying they'll give us one.
Yeah, and you're pursuing that, right? You said that they agreed.
I'm not pursuing it. I just talked to them and they said they'd do it.
Okay.
I haven't went over and put thumb on them, but.
Okay, second thing related. Barbaro. That little triangular piece up there.
Yeah. Herwer claims we got an easement for that.
We don't have an easement.
Okay, well.
Do you know him?
No.
Oh, okay.
I do, but I think he's moved out of state.
Has he?
He used to live in Big Piney.
Right, I saw that. Yeah. And I think their tax bill still goes.
And I'm not sure if they're over in Star Valley, they had a daughter over there, or if they in fact moved to Idaho. But he's not, sold his house in Piney and moved.
Okay. Well, we need to approach him at some time because we don't have an easement.
Yeah, well, that was what I was told. So.
Yeah. Okay. Paul did send him a letter in 1995, and I guess along with most of them down there, nothing happened. But we do need one there. Bob's piece, Harold's piece, will take care of the northeasterly half of that road, but we still should get
still
the other,
have
piece.
The other
mm-hmm.
half.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So I guess just letting know that on.
Well, you know, it's
also
the learning curve for myself and these gentlemen here. Nothing happens overnight.
Right. Yeah.
I wish it could.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
Okay.
At any rate, if you find out his number, I'll be glad
to we'll
call.
Okay. Get in touch.
All right. Okay, anything else, Butch?
No, that's it.
All right. Skyler, anything?
I saw on the agenda we were going to do LaBarge Creek, the public hearing Willow Creek?
Yeah. Yeah, we're ready to have our public hearing next.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, if you want to stick around.
Sure.
Yeah, sounds good. All right, thanks, Butch.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Folks here that's going to.
All right. Talk. Good. Mary, let's have a public hearing for the New Fork Willow Creek Realignment.
Go ahead.
All right. That's what we're doing now. You got the paper for me?
I would. These are the things that I have. We, if you'll recall, Mr. Chairman, back in. November. I made the public notice at that point in time to request if there were any claims or damages because we were going to realign the road, and I did not receive anything at that point in time.
Right.
Usually that notice anticipates a hearing soon after that, and we've had some things that kind of precluded having that hearing right away, but that's what the hearing is for today. And I did advertise on the 2nd of March that we were having the public hearing today for the realignment. All so right. That's where we're at.
Terrific. Okay. All right. Is there anyone in the audience here to speak on behalf or against? We've heard from the behalfs. You're sure welcome to speak again if you like, but we're in good shape. Anybody else here to talk about the realignment? Okay. So, is this not a resolution?
I do have a resolution.
Okay, yes. Yeah, wait, I need the resolution.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do have one question. Okay. I want to make my resolution accurate. Is the land trust on board?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
And we do have written word from the land trust.
Okay. Mary and I talked about this, and in the old days, Paul Sherbel used to often have the commissioners do two resolutions. One that was kind of an initiating, saying this is what we want to do, we want to pursue this, and his thoughts were that that granted you the authority to spend money up until such time it takes place. And you adopt it as a county road. And when everything's good and done, then you do the final resolution that says, this is it, this is our county road. So this is the initiating resolution. And I wrote it so that.
Basically it says we want to do this. The county has deemed it in the public's interest to move it over. We've got mutually agreeable terms and conditions between all the parties. And it's the intent of the Board of County Commissioners to vacate and relinquish the existing road once the new road is built and meets spec and satisfaction.
Okay.
Does that sound?
Yeah. Have you had a chance to review this,
Jason?
No. Do you want a chance to review it? Well, we're going to do this in two steps. The first one authorizes the work to begin and go to work, and then the second one will adopt the new county road and relinquish the old county road. So the old county road won't be relinquished until the new county road is adopted.
And the conditions of the first resolution that we build it to spec and make sure Butch and his team is happy and et cetera, et cetera. Did I hear that right?
Is that in the resolution?
Yeah, I left it kind of general, but kind of vague, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But it won't. Butch won't adopt it unless it meets spec.
Right.
So.
I think we're all right with
it. Sounds great.
Okay. Good to go. All right. Good. So in adopting this, it doesn't have a resolution number yet.
I'll assign
it. I didn't know when it was going to come up. I wrote that back.
Yeah, we did that a while ago.
All right.
Yeah.
So what I need is a motion adopting the resolution for the New Fork Willow Creek realignment.
So move. Second?
Second? Okay, excellent. Yeah, I'm glad you're right on that, man.
Yeah, no, I'm sure.
Good.
Yeah. You were a little slow there.
Just standing, sitting here,
staring
at you guys with a blank look.
Yeah, I've been in the shadow.
It has been moved and seconded that we adopt the resolution for the New Fork Willow Creek realignment. Any further discussion, gentlemen? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. So you can go to work.
Yeah. Thank you.
You bet. And then once it's finished, we'll adopt it permanently and be done. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your patience.
I understand. We appreciate it.
Good things take time to get.
All right. Excellent. Thank you.
He's a new one.
We're a little ahead of schedule. Casey, do you want to, should we take you right now and then we can skip you down here later at 10:45?
That'd be fine.
Yeah, seeing how you're here.
The new man.
All right. Well, thank you guys. Good to see you again. Just a few updates. So the regional basketball tournament, 3A tournament, was here in Pinedale last weekend. Really good for the economy, I think. Motels were full. Businesses stayed open late. It was a good tournament. No incidents to report on that.
Good.
Last weekend, met with the Green River Cattlemen's Association down in Big Piney at the Marbleton Town Hall. Talked a lot about the elimination of the state livestock investigators and what the county's going to do to help cover that. And we've asked two of our deputies. One is currently taking on investigations and calls. The other one has some medical issues. We're waiting for them to get over, and he can get started too. But they seem to be pleased. Again, we are fortunate that we have the numbers that we can actually absorb that, whereas other counties like Niobrara and that may only have a sheriff and a deputy, and they have all the ranches, but where they hold the stock holds.
Yeah.
Yep. They're busy.
Yeah. Does that just fall under you folks when it comes to livestock investigations? The brand inspectors, are they still inspecting brands?
Oh yeah, no, the brand inspectors are still alive and well, and they will be.
Right.
We're just kind of taking over the investigations and following a little bit more, and then if they do end up, the majority of them will end up being felony amounts. So we'll work with the state investigator on if we need to cross state lines or county lines and follow up on that.
So, all right, good.
With the recent scare with the school shootings, active shootings, we just finished a drill with the Sublette School District Number 9 down in Big Piney with the elementary, middle, and high schools this week. We're in the works with School District Number 1 to do the same, especially the starting of next year with the teacher in service that week of actually putting on a 4-hour course just for active shooting. With that, thinking ahead, when the regional basketball tournament kind of hit us, especially coming after the fact that we just had our scare. But I was looking to ask to see what your thought was if we were to allow overtime for our officers to be present during school functions. Such as regional basketball tournament, any other large events, if we could be willing to do that.
That means then that you would take more than who is on duty
right,
at that time.
Because right now, we have either 4 or 5 on duty, and to put 2, is really going to limit us for the rest of the world calls.
Sure.
So,
sure.
Yeah.
I think anybody else I may not turn loose with that, but I think I probably would you, because I know you won't take advantage of that.
Right.
You'll whatever is necessary is what you'll use.
And we'll still utilize our school resource officers.
Okay. And if you can kind of give us a heads up before that is coming, so that we know that we might be dealing with a little overtime on coming up, then we can make sure that we're on the same page with the clerk's office.
Okay.
And all such, right. I'm okay with that.
Definitely.
And I do know, Scott will accrue some from this past weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Right.
12-hour days, so.
Right.
Yeah.
I think the heads up beforehand, just so if someone says, well, why is everybody here? Because we haven't done that in the,
sure,
in the past. It's all because of what's happened.
Right.
And so we're being proactive in this, I think. Yeah.
And, with basketball done, we go into track season. I don't see the real need for that. But
right.
Coming next year, football again, mm-hmm. basketball, especially when you're confined to an internal building.
Sure.
So, but with track, it could happen there too. Right. You never know.
Do you beef up your watches like during rendezvous, or do you just use your regular shifts?
So what we'll do is we won't we won't allow vacation.
Okay.
So we have the maximum, and we will overlap. But we're not having guys working exorbitant amount.
Okay.
But they will cover shifts and overlap, so to speak, so there is overtime on those events.
Okay.
Yeah, rendezvous.
I think as long as you just touch bases with us and say this is coming up, we're going to run into some overtime, then we can plan.
So, Mr. Chairman, also in the sheriff's budget, we do budget quite a bit of overtime.
Yeah.
Just because you have to deal with training and you got to deal with vacations and sick and
yeah.
all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So we're probably fine there. I haven't looked lately. But I think we're probably pretty fine because we're usually a little heavy.
Okay.
And
if we know that in advance, we can always take a look to
yeah.
see where we're at.
Yeah. And the other thing of it is too, though, is that I think you're probably going to change your look at overtime for events,
yes.
considering with the ways of the world.
Right.
Come budget season.
I'm going to talk to you about having some of your guys walk through during Election Day, for instance.
Right.
And those kinds of things, because security is huge.
Yeah.
It's huge. So it's, yeah. But I think we're okay. But we can, when we go to budget this year, let's take a look
yeah.
and make sure that we look, we're able to take care of some special stuff.
And there may be a few commissioner meetings we might need some extra help at.
And that's fine. Yeah. We'll do that as well. The one event I do foresee coming up on April 12th is the Polaris Ranger event.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be held down in Big Piney at the fairgrounds. We're going to be asking. We may have to use our mutual aid agreement and bringing in Sweetwater or Teton County.
That's April 12th.
Law enforcement.
Okay,
yes.
I hadn't heard that yet.
Yep.
See how astute I am.
And that's a non-alcoholic event. That ought to make it easier.
It sure should.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good deal. Okay. Terrific.
Well, I think we'd benefit you as well as us would benefit from your presence, and I know the community would. So I'm fully in favor of that.
Yeah. Good. Thank you.
Yeah.
Anything else, Sheriff?
No, I don't.
I can't help but think about Harris's beyond for the current situation everything's in.
It's. I mean, I think it'll definitely help out the school districts and mm-hmm. possibly some of our county agencies if that's the case.
And it's going to be a neat feature.
Keep us posted when you have another active shooting training.
Yeah. Okay.
We would like to make sure we participate.
Okay.
Yeah, we'd like another version out of the gun.
Yes, we've been in talks about
yeah.
that.
Okay.
So.
In my vast travels, security is unbelievable in Washington, D.C.
In D.C.?
Yeah. I've never seen anything like it.
Right.
Just as well been on a military base.
Right. Oh, yeah. I mean, police and riot gear on the streets. And
absolutely. Everywhere.
Yeah. Well, we're not immune.
No.
That's for sure.
Yep.
So we need to be prepared. Okay. Thank you, Sheriff.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thanks,
Sheriff. We won't need to chat with you at 10:45 then.
Okay. Perfect.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, Billy, let's get you up here and get you back to work.
Okay. Actually, I don't have a whole lot. If everything keeps going, the last couple weeks have been just totally awesome. I mean, nothing broke down, no major, dilemmas.
Do you know how rare that is for us to sit here?
I tell you.
Somebody sit on the other side of the table and say, his life's been good for 2 weeks.
Because normally there's always something.
Yeah.
But, we're just, we're doing a bunch of dirt work, getting our slopes right. All that's going really well. Just mainly what we're really doing now is we're still just in fixed mode. The baler's running. They're going to be here the 26th of do the eyes and stuff, and then that'll be all, that thing should be like new. We've rebuilt all the wing walls, everything that needed rewelded, that's all done. It's looking really good. It's coming along. Other things I'm working on is just, everything had just not been replaced, eyewash stations, first aid.
Full of moldy water.
When we had our fire,
OSHA
we had
stuff.
Like four fire extinguishers, one worked. I mean, that stuff. Nothing had been kept up, so I've been working on that, getting that all fixed, getting the eyewash stations fixed, just that's the stuff. That's what's been going on. Equipment's doing good. It's all pretty much fixed, running. Like I said, it's pretty, we haven't had no snow down there. So we've been doing a lot of fixing our slopes, making sure our cover's right, all that. Recycling's busy, Pine Dale's really busy. Transfer station's doing great.
Good.
It's really all I have.
Ravens staying away?
I have no ravens. No ravens. People are used to the cannons now.
So, do you rent those out for private individuals?
Yeah.
That'd shock my neighbors, I know.
Oh, yeah, they're loud. But, it's amazing. I really didn't, I didn't really think they would disappear like they did, but they're gone.
Wow.
There'll be, one will fly over, but so we have no ravens.
He's just checking things out, see if the cannons are still there.
Yeah.
Goes back and tells
they'll
you.
They'll get used to them pretty soon, I think.
Yeah. I think hanging the dead ones, is what
they're used to do.
That's interesting.
That's what they say. It really bugs them.
Has that made a noticeable difference with the amount of trash that blows around?
Oh, yes. I mean, we were probably 3 days a week, the whole crew going and picking it along the fence and everything. And now, I mean, even with all the big winds we have, which we've built five new wind, garbage catchers and stuff, and that's helped a lot. But we're down to, like, since, because them ravens are like an army.
Yeah,
I didn't realize, even before you can get it covered, I cover it real fast. I mean, we're only a day behind, and so we compact it, we pin it, and then it gets covered. So, but before, them ravens would, they'd follow that compactor, and they're pulling it. I mean, they're like an army. I mean, it's just amazing. It gets in the air. So now we're down to about once every 2 weeks. Just
really?
Picking up,
just from three times a week?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Cool. So if one happens to have a heart attack or die of old age around my place, I should just leave it?
They don't like the dead ones.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hang them upside down from
somewhere.
Yeah,
you
gotta
hang them upside down where they're
going to be dark.
It's amazing.
And it's really weird.
Next one that has a heart attack at my
place. He might be able to find you one that's had a heart attack.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
After a cannon goes off.
And we only poisoned, they wanted us to poison some the first week. And we did that, and that's the only time we've poisoned.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. I'll be darned. Well, that's good. Anything further for Billy, gentlemen?
Mm-hmm. No.
Okay. Excellent.
Going good.
Thanks for all your good work, man.
You bet.
We sure appreciate it. Keep coming with the good news. gentlemen, do you have anything else for us here?
I don't think so.
All right. Dave, do you have anything for us?
I'm loitering to make sure there's no misinformation spread today. And I will be here until you guys adjourn.
Okay, good deal. Good deal, Corky. All right. We'll go ahead and take a break then, and we'll reconvene in 10 minutes.
Okay.
Maybe we'll get an early start on our bills.
Yeah, but
you want this, man?